for Kelly, the Unicorn. Author's note. When I wrote The Psychology of Money, I wanted to explore how we think about wealth and investing, how emotions and social pressures influence decisions that we pretend are purely rational. This book, The Art of Spending Money, is a natural follow-up. While The Psychology of Money focused on how we grow wealth, The Art of Spending Money focuses on how we use it. Neither book tells you what to do with your money, because everyone's different, but both seek to understand what happens in our heads while using money. And here, we are far more alike. The same big idea applies to both books. Money is less about numbers and more about stories. Stories we tell ourselves about what matters, what makes us happy, and how we measure success. Spending money is more art than science. There's no universal formula, no fixed rules. What brings one person joy may leave another feeling empty. And so, just as with investing, understanding our emotions, our biases, hopes, and fears can guide us towards smarter choices. Choices that reflect who we are, what we value, and how we want to live. If The Psychology of Money taught us how to earn freedom, this book is about learning how to make the most of it. Here we go. Introduction: The Quest of the Simple Life. Dr. Dan Goodman once performed LASIK eye surgery on a woman looking to ditch her glasses. The patient returned for a checkup a few weeks later, despondent. She said the surgery ruined her life. There was nothing wrong with the procedure. She could see clearly without glasses for the first time in years. Goodman pressed, "Then what's the problem?" The patient said she expected that after losing her glasses, her husband would find her more attractive, and her coworkers would find her more intelligent. When she realized they didn't, and love and respect weren't driven by something superficial like her glasses, she was crushed. "You have a problem I can't help you with," Goodman told her. "I'm sorry, I didn't realize it earlier." It's astounding to witness someone gain what they thought they always wanted, only to realize that happiness is more complicated than they first assumed. And my gosh, that is so true with money. There's an old saying that nothing's worse than getting what you want, but not what you need. That sums up so many people's relationship with money and success. If you're lucky enough to get what you want, money, you might still realize it's not what you need. Family, friends, health, being part of something bigger than yourself. And then you're disappointed. What could be worse? This book is about how spending money has little to do with spreadsheets and numbers, and a lot to do with psychology, envy, social aspirations, identity, insecurity, and other topics that are too often ignored in finance. Can money buy happiness? Yes. Can spending money make you happier? Yes. But it's more complicated than many people think. In between the numbers, charts, and data sits the messiness and absurdity of the human mind. Money is a remarkable tool that can provide a better life if you know how to use it. But knowing how to use it is quite different from knowing how to acquire it. Winston Churchill famously said that he got more out of alcohol than alcohol got out of him. By the same logic, I have seen rich people whose money got more out of them than they got from it, because they spent their life desperately chasing money without any sense of how to use it to make them happier. I've also seen low-income people get tremendous value out of what little money they had, using it as a source of leverage to acquire more of what made them happy. What matters is not necessarily how much money you have. It's whether you understand and can control the psychology and behaviors that can make the connection between money and happiness more complicated than we assume. There are so many ways that observation can affect your own life. Think about the broke young person who buys a car he can't afford because he thinks it will bring respect.